Hey, video star. Okay, are you ready for easy peasy lighting? Yeah, I am. I know I am, so I hope you are. So easy peasy lighting is all about taking advantage of the one source of light that we all have access to. So can you guess what that source of light is? The sun, yes. This first introduction to lighting and to get you to start thinking about lighting and how it works a little bit, we're gonna start with using the sun and getting used to what the sun does. Because essentially what you're trying to do when you move on up to using actual studio lights is mimicking, in a way, what the sun is able to do all on its own. So get ready to dive into simple, natural, beautiful, available light. Let's start with flattering light. So one really important part of using the sun as a source of light for your videos at this stage is to start to see the light around you. It's to start paying attention to how the sun behaves at different times of the day and under different types of conditions. For example, if you can think of the temperature of the light, the quality of the light as it moves through the sky in the day. Think about it, early in the day when the sun is rising and later in the day when the sun is setting, what quality, what temperature is that light? It's like orange and reddish and golden. So it's a very warm feeling. And as the sun moves higher in the sky, it gets less and less orange and it becomes cooler. So if you think of it as like warm, you wake up and it's, ooh, the sun is set nice and warm. You move through the day, it's, oh, it's nice and cool. And then as you go through to towards the end of the day, oh, it's nice and warm again, okay? So that's just something to keep in mind as we keep moving forward through this, is that the main color that the sun produces throughout the day shifts. Okay, note to self. So one extremely important part of using the sun is to take advantage of what is called indirect light. And you may have heard of the term diffused light in your journeys. Well, indirect diffused light is the same thing. And what it means is that the sun is not directly hitting you. And this indirect light is where you want to be. So when you're filming your videos, you don't want to be with the sun blazing on you, making you sweat and squint and all that fun stuff. No, you don't want to do that. What you want is indirect light. So, how do you get indirect light? And the best way to get diffused light inside your home or office is to take advantage of a room that has windows in it and to film at times of the day where the sun is not glaring through and on you. So if you're inside your home or your office and you're setting up your shot, you want to do your best to be able to face the window directly, okay? So you want to put your computer or your camera in between you and the window so that you've got this nice diffused light hitting you. Another way to achieve a similar type of effect if you cannot face the window straight on is to have the window on one side of your face and use some sort of a gadget to bounce the light that's coming through the window back onto the side of your face that's facing away from the window. I like to use what's called a bounce or a reflector, and you can get a very simple DIY reflector by using a good piece of white foam core. And what you want to do here is angle the bounce so that it captures some of the light that's coming through the window and it adds some of it to your face. See? And here it is without the bounce, and here it is with the bounce. What this does is it allows more of your face to be lit when you are standing to the side of the window, and it gives a more flattering effect. Another great way to take advantage of the light is to shoot in a room that is white and that has access to windows, because what happens is the sunlight, the light that's coming in from outside, bounces off of these walls and creates its own kind of natural reflector. If you're the type of entrepreneur who wants to head on outside and do some filming outside, awesome. What's super important is to make sure that you're looking for locations that are in the shade. Why the shade? Because the shade is diffused light. If you think about it, the sun is not directly hitting you in the shade. So that is what makes it diffused. So some possible fun locations to shoot where there is natural diffused light happening include things like the side of a building when the sun is behind you and you're in the shade. If there's like a cool looking wall or something that you can shoot along, or some ivy growing, That makes a really lovely composition as far as the quality of the light. Other places to shoot where there's really lovely diffused light naturally include in a forest. If you think about it, the canopy of leaves above you. What that does is it just filters out the light and just causes a very lovely, even kind of lighting on your face. And last but not least, a really cool spot to shoot is if you have access to a pavilion of some sort, something that has a roof but is open on all sides. This way it's streaming in diffused light from all angles, and you've got that canopy on top so you're not getting hit by the direct sun. Really, really beautiful stuff.
And here's a hot tip for you. One of the most fabulous days to shoot outdoors is when it's kind of overcast. So you don't want it to be super stormy, but a nice coating of clouds acts as a natural diffuser.
One thing I want you to keep in mind is this thing between lighting and backdrop, because sometimes people will go, well, the lighting's beautiful in this room, like I've got these beautiful windows, but the backdrop is so cluttered and like it's just inappropriate for my videos. Well, lighting trumps backdrop. So if you have a spot in your house where you're like, oh my gosh, the light is really lovely here, it does great things to my face, it's diffused, it's all even, then use it. And what you want to do is you want to get some sort of a backdrop, which we'll cover, to put behind you, or you declutter that stuff that's behind you. You just make it so that that backdrop, whatever's behind you, fits your videos and your brand, okay? Because light definitely trumps backdrops. One other thing I'd like to touch upon quickly with lighting is the brighter the conditions that you're dealing with, the better your video will look. Because brighter light means a crisper image, and lower light means a grainier image. So know that the amount of light in the room does actually affect the quality of your videos. Now, there's also two really beautiful times of the day to shoot outdoors. So this would be if you just want some soft, lovely light that feels gentle and just yummy. And these magical times of the day are referred to as magic hour. So magic hour happens around sunrise and around sunset. And the reason why is because the sun is so low in the sky and there's so much stuff and mist and all that stuff that it's trying to filter through that it becomes really diffused. And the quality of it is just golden. It's just so beautiful. So if you're watching this film and it's this gorgeous moment out in the sunlight and the lovers are reconnecting, it's probably shot during magic hour and the sun will be low. There's probably sun going between them and it's all beautiful. That is magic hour. Now, when it comes to magic hour, you can either face the sun directly or you can shoot with the sun behind you. If you are going to shoot with the sun behind you, I highly recommend that you grab one of those bounces that I mentioned, because you can put it in front of you and use it to reflect that beautiful light onto your face while having this gorgeous, beautiful light shining up your hair and giving it, oh, it's just, it's so lovely. So that is a way that you can take advantage of what's called magic hour if it's important to you to shoot outdoors sometimes. So next up, to prove the point about diffused light, we'll talk a little bit about unflattering light. So what happens with unflattering light is you end up with harsh shadows and generally unflattering angles on your face. So the worst times to shoot, especially in direct sunlight, is around noon. So any time from about 10:30 until about 2:30 is known as a pretty yucky, unflattering time to shoot in direct sunlight. See what happens when I'm just out and about in direct, really unflattering sunlight. See all the shadows that are caused under my nose, under my eyes. Yeah, not attractive. So don't do it. Okay, just like totally avoid doing that. Don't do it. Don't shoot around midday in the bright sunlight. Just don't do it. If it's midday and you have to shoot and you're outdoors, find some shade. Seriously, use one of the places that I mentioned as a trick in order to find some shade and do your face a favor. Now, in order to start to see the light that's around you, one great thing that you can do is just grab your smartphone, flip it so that you can see yourself in the screen, and walk through your house. Head to the different windows in your house, put the camera between you and the window, and see what happens to your face. And when you're out in the world and you go, hey, wow, there's a lot of diffused light here, let me just see what's going on, grab your phone and see what's going on. Check it out. It's about being a bit of an investigator with light and seeing what works best with your face. So one thing that I do want to let you know about when it comes to using natural light is it can get tricky if you're editing videos. And why? Because the sun slowly moves through the sky because clouds come and go. So the temperature, the color of your light can shift over hours, and the amount of light that's coming through the windows can also shift. If a cloud suddenly passes by, all of a sudden your light levels will drop. Or if the sun suddenly bursts through, then all of a sudden your light levels will increase drastically. So if you're shooting a video over, say, an hour, and you want to edit that video together, if your lighting conditions change when you edit the video together, it could cause some disconnect because the quality of the light on you shifts. But for simple videos where you can get through them pretty quickly, don't worry about it. Just use that natural light that the sun provides. So find your light, darling. It is there. It is out there waiting for you. So let's sum up what you learned about easy peasy lighting in this video. You learned that you can look good using the sun and that you should start seeing the light around you. See how it affects your face. You learned about how light temperatures change throughout the day and that it's warmest at dusk and dawn and cooler midday. You learned about direct versus indirect sunlight and how indirect sunlight is very flattering and direct sunlight can be very unflattering. You learned that you want to make the most of your windows and face those suckers. Let the sun do its job. You also learned about some examples of shaded, diffused places where you can film throughout the day outside.
You learned that shooting on an overcast day equals beautiful, diffused lighting.
And you learned about using a white room as a natural reflector. You learned about using bounces along with the sunlight in order to create a very flattering look. You learned about magic hour when shooting outdoors, and the beautiful light that happens around dusk and dawn. You learned why lighting trumps backdrop. And when your scene is brightly lit, it means it's less grainy. Okay, so that is your introduction to using the sun as a light source for your videos as a first step to understanding a bit more about lighting and making the most of what you already have access to. Okay, so make sure that you download your sweet sheet PDFs and of course share your findings in the Facebook group. And you want to make sure that you press record on your video missions this week. Okay, video star, that is it. That is it for your first introduction to lighting. Know that we'll be getting more technical about lighting in the bonuses, but for now, just make the most of the natural light that you have access to, this beautiful sunlight that you have access to. And I want you to experiment with different lighting situations that are around you every single day. Okay, that's it. Head on down to the next video. And as always, dream up.